from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tour de Delco stop number 3. Stop number 4 is tomorrow. We'll be at Dining Under the Stars and Media out in front of Spasso Italian Grill. We are at Streetlight Kitchen and Bar in Drexel Hill today at Drexel Brook. It's brought to you by Visit Delco PA. Province Animal Center is here. Now, the two dogs, they're both puppies. Oh, are they leaving?
Oh, they're leaving?
Ah, Minnow and Java.
They're
Minnow.
Leaving?
Yeah, the little one's Minnow, and then the little bit bigger one is Java.
So what happens when Minnow gets full size?
You just call her Fish.
Okay.
Yeah. So
it's my big question.
Yeah. Well, so they're going back to Providence now. If somebody adopts, you know what? I'll sponsor both their fees, just in good, not even here, because they're leaving.
Yeah.
Minnow is a puppy, and Java is about 6 months old. They're both very happy and very easily wooed with treats. So once they find out you have treats, they're very interested in you. I can't be. I don't know how my wife works at a shelter. I don't know how she doesn't bring dogs home all the time. It's like crushing, man. I see these dogs. I want them home. They're nice to me. Give me a kiss.
I've actually deliberately tried to stay from over there.
Oh yeah, because it, yeah. Dude, it gets you.
Yeah,
it gets you. Like, oh yeah.
Seems like you really need someone to be nice to you.
Me?
Yeah, like yeah. You really yeah. value that.
I do. I do.
You too.
I do. No one's nice to me.
I'm nice to you.
Well, I'm nice to you.
Yeah, yeah. Nice enough. All right.
Nice enough. I like that. Nice enough.
Matt, you don't lick my face ever, Jack.
Listen, for 20, never mind.
Yeah, okay. Matt in South Jersey, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Matt?
What's up, Matt?
So, I'm a first-time, long-time, by the way. So this is super cool. But
thank you,
one
Matt.
Thing about the one thing about the Braves series that I think is getting overlooked is that everyone's complaining about the Cowboys because they haven't been as good. The Phillies have waxed the Braves in the playoffs in every series they've played them since '93. In '93, we won 3 straight games against one of the best starting rotations in history. Pardon me, including Maddox. And then we beat them 2 years in a row in the playoffs when we were underdogs, when they were healthy. So if the Cowboys rivalry isn't valid because they can't compete with the Eagles as of late, have the Braves actually competed against the Phillies of late in the playoffs? Not really.
Well, they won a World maybe not, but they won a World Series 3 years ago, which is more than you can say for the Cowboys. And they've won,
it's not like they went through us.
Well, no, but I actually think if the Eagles would just play the Cowboys in the playoffs, it would reinvigorate some of this.
Do people agree that the rivalry, like, it's not as, like, you know, like fired up? Like, there is a reinvigorating thing that needs to happen with Eagles Cowboys?
No, because Eagles fans do get fired up for the Cowboys. I don't know why you keep saying that.
It just feels different to me. It feels like, I said it feels like Halloween. It feels like we all put on a costume and we hate Dallas for the week, but the sort of anger and the sort of the true hatred that came from fans before, mm-hmm. I do not feel in the same way. And look, maybe
it's a different fan.
Yeah,
granted, it's a different fan.
You know, and maybe we won the Super Bowl. That's, mm-hmm. the Cowboys are not as good as they used to be, at least in terms of championships. That's part of it. It's also part of it that probably the people are different, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I think the other part of it, Spike, kind of to your point. I'm sorry to interrupt, man.
No,
go ahead. Yep.
I just don't want to forget. Is that, you know, the whole hatred of the Cowboys emerged in the 70s and 80s because you had front runners from the area that would root for them instead of the Eagles because the Eagles were really, really, really bad. And you can't say that about the Eagles anymore. Like, I don't think we have this fresh generation of Cowboys fans growing up and jumping on the bandwagon, because not only are the Cowboys not good, but the Eagles have been really good since Andy was the coach here. So unless you grew up in a family where you had a Cowboys fan, you're not seeing this new generation of young Cowboys fans that are from this area, I don't think.
Well, that's a good point.
Well, that's better parenting that's going on now.
Yeah. Finally.
To make sure that stuff's not happening again.
Well, also because I think just access to watching almost every team makes mm-hmm. it. Because a lot of the Cowboys things happened, A, because they were on TV all the time and because they won all the
sure.
time. And now they're, you know, you can watch any game you want all the time. You know, I think there's probably fewer national Lakers fans as there were, or Yankees
I agree.
Fans.
Yeah.
You know?
I the one thing I would say, Matt, and Jack and Spike, I would look at, if the Eagles-Cowboys isn't the biggest rivalry, then what would make the Braves rivalry bigger? Like, do people get fired up for the Atlanta Braves? Like, are we doing watch parties for the Atlanta Braves? Is this a big thing in the city where the town is buzzing because we're about to play the Atlanta Braves? Like, you play the Cowboys, I know it's a week leading up to the game, but it's an event. It's an event. It's an event. When you play the Dallas Cowboys as the Philadelphia Eagles. We don't get that with the Braves. They play, what, 18 times a year?
It's less than it used to be, but yeah.
Well, it's 12 times a year now.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 12 times a year.
The thing that I wanted to say, and I almost interrupted you, I apologize again, is that, you know, honestly.
Too much apologizing out of you, Matt.
I'm
it's all good.
Guy.
Go ahead.
What do you want? But honestly, like, the playoff series that, like, me and my friends got together or went out to the bar for were the games that really mattered the most to us. I'm 42, by the way. So, like, that generation of fans, at least, that I had the most familiarity with was the recent series against the Knicks. Man, we had text chains. We were out at the bar. We were at each other's houses. It was crazy. It wasn't that way for Philly's Braves. It was in 2022 because we hadn't been there in so long. But we were all over every series that way. In 2023, the Braves series didn't matter that much to us. Honestly,
what about after the Arcia thing? I think that kind of jacked it up a little bit. The Arcia Harper thing.
But here's the thing. If someone on the Cardinals had done that in 2022, we would have felt the same kind of way. Like, I don't think there was like an extra sort of hatred against Arcia because he was a Brave. It's because he was a jerk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like last year we had the mock chop going. Like, beating the Braves is a little bit extra special. It's not like beating, you know, we beat the Marlins in the first round last year and no one cared. Like, there's a little bit extra with the Braves.
I don't think the current Braves rivalry compares to the Mets rivalry with that 07 through 011 squad, though.
Well, they were the worst. Like, you're right.
that rivalry, like, there was, like, I was at a lot of those games, and that rivalry was like hatred. It was like trying to calm dudes down sitting next to you so they didn't get into a fight with the Mets fan that was next to them.
Well, you know what I mean? I think the Mets thing, and I think proximity has a lot to do with it. That's why. I think all of the New York teams could be our primary rivals if they were all good at the same time that we were. Like, at that moment, because
true.
You just see them more. You know, you see them. Hey, Matt, you want to get into the afternoon show fantasy league? You got to convince us with your Eagles fan resume.
Okay.
Why are you a big Eagles fan?
So I'll give you an example of how big of an Eagles fan I am. When I was in grade school, I had a massive crush on this girl whose name I'm not going to say in case she's listening. And also, I just don't want to blow up someone's privacy.
Lauren.
But I had this massive crush all through grade school, all through high school. She went away for college. I went away for college. I thought that was the end of it. My sophomore year of college, we're both home on winter break. She hits me up. Hey, do you want to hang out? And I mean, this was a sure thing. My parents are away at a holiday party, the whole nine yards. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like what day of the week? Okay, whatever. We're talking. It turns out she's a Cowboys fan. I said, nah, never mind. Hung up.
Is that a true story?
100%.
That's a good story. That's a good story. Yeah, you did pause there. All right, Matt, you are under consideration.
All right.
Speaking of the Phils, High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Get excited, Spike.
I'm excited.
Austin Hayes is starting his AAA rehab.
Yeah!
Up in Lehigh Valley
tonight.
That's
good news. What do we think? A couple of games?
Yeah, they think that him and Ranger could be back for the Kansas City series.
They could really use Hayes in this way. That whole controversy we had over the weekend.
Yeah, it could have been him.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it would have been Cal Stevenson.
Cal Stevenson.
Joe in the Northeast's own.
Yeah,
Cal Stevenson.
Was he called back yet?
He called the midday show yesterday.
Yeah. He did. Okay.
Which again, we got to stop giving the midday show content. Like,
yeah,
we've been ripping Joe in the Northeast for days.
Yep.
But. Well, they could have. By the way, they could have pinch hit Weston Wilson too.
Yeah, they could have.
Right.
Yeah, they could have.
Almost anyone else.
Yeah,
almost anyone else.
Well, the Stubbs thing we were stuck on though. That nothing's changing the Stubbs thing.
Right.
Yeah, yes. The Stubbs thing because of JT.
Because of JT.
But it's gonna be interesting because Weston Wilson again, he's smoked lefties. So do they send him back down? I think he was here when Austin Hayes was up anyway. So you know they have some kind of roster decision to make there. But we'll kind of see. There is a name that might help the bullpen.
Uh oh.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
He got released today.
Can I give Ike a hint? Former Philly.
Oh, so it had to be somebody who was already here. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And he got released?
He got released today. By the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, Hector?
Hector the Protector,
oh,
baby.
There you go.
Wow.
Hector the Protector. So he's actually not pitching too bad. He didn't get released out of that.
Okay.
He more got released because he's 14 innings away from triggering a $9 million opt-in for next year. Would you take the chance?
You couldn't let that happen.
No. The Cubs for a team that's not competing? Yeah, I think they're okay.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
No?
Nope. I need...
Hector the Protector was... He gave you a little bit of stomach.
Well, you know. He would not be closing here.
Yeah,
thankfully. But in the sixth, seventh, eighth, eighth's a little deep. Sorry,
I'll tell
sixth
you
or
what.
Seventh.
I need my books clear next year in case I need to make a move for a major outfielder.
Oh right, you were putting. You're telling me your Juan Soto plan before the show.
Yep.
Huh?
Well, we might need Juan Soto,
oh,
and
God.
I'm just trying to figure out the money way to do it. You trade JT. You ship, maybe you get somebody to take Taiwan Walker to trade JT.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Start with those two.
Who's having the conversation with Bryce that you're trading JT?
Well, I don't. Do you want to win a World Series or do you not win a World Series?
Let Jack have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
You want to tell him?
Yeah, sure. We're getting Juan Soto.
Okay, good.
Are you kidding me?
All right. There you go.
I like your plans, buddy.
Yeah. I'm just saying if necessary. I'm not blowing it up for $9 million because we need Hector Neris in some game at the end of September that puts him over the innings limit.
Well, I could pitch in the postseason.
Yeah.
I do appreciate you getting out in front of the Soto thing to once again, when Joe Giglio steals this.
He definitely is.
Yeah, I started doing the math about a week ago, and I was like, wait a minute. What would it take if we need to pay him $55 million a year?
I
and I found the money. I found the money.
I'm sure John Middleton appreciates it.
Yep.
I'm sure he does.
You see, I don't know if you know this, Jack, but I was a manager at one point.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to do creative accounting to find the money, and I'm finding the money for Juan Soto.
Guess who is starting at second base and hitting ninth for the Braves tonight?
Whit Merrifield?
Whit Merrifield.
I was going to say, yeah, who's the former Philly? Yeah,
I swear Whitfield. To God, if he torches us this series, I quit. Nah, I can't do it. Dump that. I didn't say I quit.
Yeah.
I was just saying it was a figure of speech.
We're not letting you quit.
Yeah. And final thing here. So I know you've been talking about the importance of this series. Like, I think we all want them to go down there and step on a throat.
Yep.
But do you need this series to think they're back, or are you already there?
I'm not there yet. They win this series, then I will put them under heavy back consideration. But they lose this series, and they're not back. I'm sorry.
What if it's a tight game?
You win one series against the Nationals doesn't make you back.
Nope. Like, and they got to go out to Kansas City and not get embarrassed.
Look,
I need a 4-2 road trip.
Kansas City, and then Houston, and then Atlanta again.
Yeah.
The next 13 games. Yeah. Atlanta, Kansas City, Houston, Atlanta again.
That's without a day off, too.
I need eight. I need eight wins.
8-5?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm with
you. Give me eight under that gauntlet.
At least 8-5, yeah.
Yes. You get back consideration.
Yeah.
Consideration.
I love 9-4, but yeah, 8-5 at least.
Give me 8-5. Well, Houston's hot now. Kansas City's good. Those are good teams.
Why are we not a good road team for whatever reason? Bryce doesn't hit the same on the road as he does at home.
He does at Truist Park, though. Career 936 OPS.
Wow, there you go.
You're right. He does like Atlanta.
Dude, he smokes baseballs.
Yeah, and he had a day off, and he didn't bat.
And
he's a definite home run tonight.
And he's heard for the last 48 hours about how
he had to listen to TK last night for 4 hours.
Yep.
Well, I asked
TK. He didn't want the moment.
So I asked TK what he was doing before he went on the air yesterday. And I said, what are you doing tonight? And he goes, Phillies. I was like, oh, you're doing Bryce. Should have demanded it.
Yeah, should have fought his way to the batter's box.
And he started doing the show. He was like, you know, what do we expect of this guy? This guy's got to be. And I was like, all right, TK, that's the show. Go ahead, do it.
It's a shame because, like, the same guy, TK, he'll do that. And then he'll do... But the starters don't need to play in the preseason because it's a little bit tough. It's disappointing.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah, it's disappointing. Yeah.
I'm actually surprised at that take from TK.
You got to be tough or you're not. Yeah. And TK sometimes is tough, but then sometimes he's not. But his brand should be tough guy.
Yeah, that's what I thought. His brand was that all the time.
Just angry.
Yeah. Yeah, angry sometimes more than tough. Angry. Is that the whole high hope?
That's my guy.
How are you feeling about the series?
I'm just not afraid of the Braves anymore. Like, I think we've talked about them a lot today. Like, I just think they're this year. I think they're still. I respect them as an organization. I just think they're done. Like, I don't have this big fear that they're going to come and chase down the Phillies for the division. Like, I think the division for me is pretty much locked up.
Oh,
it is. Like, it's more about seeding now. 1-2-3. Like,
all I know is I do not want the. It's if they blow the division.
Did
I know.
You say the division's locked
yep,
up.
Yep.
It's pretty much
right. Relax over there.
No, it's just like, come on. It's okay.
Now I know I'm not the only one that's going to get killed with Chili.
It's okay.
Why did you go down this route?
Well, because I look at the Braves lineup tonight. Do you want to hear the Braves lineup tonight?
Okay. Oh, man.
God.
Michael Harris, Ramon Laureano, who stinks. No. Oh, Ozuna, who's obviously great. Olsen, good. He's had a down year. Sean Murphy, Jared Kelenic, who stinks. Arcia stinks. Gio Urshela, they picked up off waivers this morning.
No.
And he's starting at third base. And Whit Merrifield, who we know is cooked. Like, why do I have to... keep myself up at night because that's the Braves.
I can't believe you just
did that. That's the
Braves. 3-2 loss coming tonight.
Yeah,
sure. I don't care.
Guarantee it. There is no way they're scoring more than 2 runs tonight.
They could lose. They could get swept. Okay.
Huh?
In this series, they're not going to come and chase the Phillies down.
Well,
they're not going.
Hold on. Okay.
They could get swept.
But that's not the only thing at stake here. We're talking about the 2 seed.
I agree. I am focused way more on the 1, 2, or 3 seed. Like the division. I am pretty much putting on the back burner. Like, I just think it's over. I don't – like, we can do the Braves fear thing. I just don't feel that
well,
from
not,
that
it's
team.
It's not really a Braves fear thing. It was as much as it is karma.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what it is. At 10-1, I thought the NFC East was a lock. For anybody who had over 11 wins for the Cowboys at 10-1, you thought that was a lock.
Jack, I can't believe you just did
that. I can't believe you did this.
Well, yeah. When Giglio does it, it doesn't count. When I do it, there's like a different kind of authority.
If they get swept, you are going to be a puddle of sweat and a different secretion, you know.
Obviously, why did you use a big word that you knew? I don't know what that means.
You don't know. It
you know what secretion means.
Sure. I do. I'm just kidding.
No, you don't.
I don't really know what secretion means. No. How many people here know it's a creation?
Yeah. Here's the thing, Jack. You're saying even if they get swept,
that's just to make a point, by the way.
Okay.
Just like the quitting the show thing. They're not going to get swept.
Okay.
Wait
a minute. You said they weren't going to get swept by the Yankees either. Do we remember this when this happened 3 weeks ago?
I believe that was off the air.
Yeah, it was off the air, but you said it.
Okay. Well, there's different things when the lights turn bright.
Okay.
You know, it's just. We don't need to be afraid of this Braves team anymore. The Braves are cooked.
This is bad. This is when it all goes down.
Braves are cooked.
All right. I'm sure nothing bad could happen
right from
here. So we have an important interview to do next.
We really do.
We need a new fantasy football commissioner for the afternoon show Fantasy Football League. We have an applicant. His name is Broads.
Broads!
Now, we love Broads, but we have to give him a proper interview so we can see if he has what it takes to be the commissioner. I don't know. I truly don't. I want him to get this. You know, you've done job interviews where you're like, wow, I want him to impress me. We'll see. We'll see what Broads has next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tour de Delco today is at Streetlight Kitchen and Bar at Drexel Brook in Drexel Hill. Brought to you by Visit Delco PA. People say Delco's a lot, and they are right. Find out all Delco has to offer at visitdelcopa.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tour de Delco, stop number 3 at Streetlight Kitchen and Bar at Drexel Brook here in Drexel Hill. Brought to you by Visit Delco PA. People say Delco's a lot, and they're right. Find out all Delco has to offer at visitdelcopa.com. It is time for a very important interview, maybe the most important interview we've done in the last 4 months that we've been together as a show.
Yeah, take that, Smashing Pumpkins guy.
Yeah, Billy Corgan. So this interview is to find a new commissioner for our fantasy football league. Jack is joining the league as a manager. Is that what we call it? Owner?
Mm-hmm.
We call it
owner. Yeah.
As an owner.
Team owner.
But we need a new commissioner. And a person we thought of yesterday, who is here for his job interview, which will happen on the air, is WIP's own Broads, a.k.a. Hunter Brody. Broads, are you ready to interview for this position?
Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
Good energy early.
Sound very proper, Broads.
That's correct. Now listen, before we get started, nothing is better than a sloppy-ass dog lick right to the face. Slobber and all.
Yeah, that's a good point. I will take that.
Yeah, I mean, are you sucking up to the boss? That's interesting.
No, listen. This is all honest truth. We're done. All honest truth.
All right.
Are you wearing a suit and tie right now?
I am not. I should, though.
Okay.
Yeah, you should be. You're underdressed. take points off right there. All right, Broja, tell us a little about yourself.
Ooh, okay. Outside of being a passionate person, very energetic, I got a beautiful 8-month-old daughter, and she is the best thing ever. I got 2 dogs. I label myself a family man. And, you know, listen, I'm just a big, full glass of 1,000%, no matter when you get me. And that's reality.
Beautiful.
Tell us about your best quality and your worst quality.
Ooh, okay. Worst quality is I have a little Nick Sirianni in me. Jason Kelce might have to say, yo, bro, tone it down a notch. You know what I'm saying? So that's the bad quality. The good quality, think Tyrese Maxey. When he's in the locker room, the smile, it's contagious. When things are rolling well, I think the energy that I bring, the tone that's set, could really be contagious within the entire fantasy league, if you will.
But what if things aren't going well? Would you consider yourself a front runner?
Well, this is something that I had to deal with. Great question, Jack. Something I had to deal with when I was in my prime of my hockey career. So I was on a team where the coach got fired mid-season. Not great. Had a letter on the chest. Who but Brode steps in there, holds a team meeting, and gets the fellas back on track to about 500. Now, did we lose in the first round of the playoffs? Maybe. But things could have got way worse, and we could have missed the playoffs. But I was able to look at everybody in the eyes and say, damn it, we are going to right the ship. And we did, to a degree. So that's what I got for you.
To a degree.
That's
good.
We're talking to Brodes, who is interviewing to be the commissioner of our fantasy football league. Brodes, can you tell us about a time at work when you had a conflict with a coworker and how you resolved it?
See, here's the thing, Spike. I never had any conflict with coworkers, so I really don't have anything for you there. Listen, truth is, I don't have any issue where I started a battle or someone started a battle with me. I got to do what I got to do. And he just, listen, it's what I never really was in that predicament. The only time I was in a predicament at work was my first job ever, and I was riding the golf cart because I was picking up the balls out in the driving range. I went up the hill. The golf cart didn't make it. It flipped over. Then I'm in the middle of the driving range running full speed to the edge. I made it without getting hit. And then I did it again a day later, and I never got the call back. So that's the only time I really ever had conflict at work.
Broach, who do you think has better tattoos, me or you?
This one's tough. I respect the craft, Spike. I respect the craft. Here's the thing.
There's craft's so an interesting word, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, you shut your mouth. There is a craft to the tattoo.
Well, there's
industry.
Obviously a craft.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, it's a lot. But there's so much great art out there. There's no competition. All right, it's not your tattoos better than my tattoos. It's really just about the artist and what they see and how they execute what's happening from stencil to tattoo to skin. I'm not here to judge like that.
Final question for Hunter Brody, who is interviewing to be our Fantasy Football League commissioner. Do you have any questions for us?
Yeah, I do. And this one might get a little bit rough just because I'm being honest. Spike stresses accountability. I'm an honesty man, okay? It's all about honesty. So what type of commissioner are we looking for here? Like a Jack 2.0 with a ton of chaos? Or is this thing supposed to be legitimately structured where the details are truly emphasized? Because I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah, see, this is where I come in at. Yes, I need a well-ran league. I need a commissioner just on top of everybody that is up on the rules, that is checking to make sure people are being active, because one of the things about this league is that you don't get in this league and then decide, you know what, I'm going to set a lineup in week 2 and I'll check back in week 9 to see where I'm at in the standings.
Yeah.
We're not doing that. So I need a commissioner that's on top of everything and making sure we don't have any loose ends out here. Because you know what? It's like there's a lot of horses in the stable. We got to corral everybody. And some of these contestants, they get out of control. And Jack's too soft. He wants to be everybody's friend. Every once in a while, we need somebody that can put
Boots
their foot
the asses
down.
Yeah. And I want them all to have your number, bros.
What we're saying is we want an upgrade over Jack.
Yeah, all right. So we just wasted probably 8 minutes of everybody's time.
Oh, he's not going to be that guy.
Wow.
Yeah, no, wow.
Is this, are you recusing yourself?
Wow.
Yeah,
I mean, Jack, this is reality. Jack hit me up yesterday and goes, are you interested? And I literally responded with, this may be the worst text message I've ever received in my life. Like, there is nothing
That's
worse.
Right.
Than being a commissioner of a football league. But I figured, let me help out the fellas, locker room yep. guy. You know what I'm saying? I like to keep the morale positive. I'll step in here and help out. But reality is, if you truly wanted to get this league back on track, I'm probably 90th on the list.
Wow.
Hey, you're an honest man.
Yeah,
we
you're
appreciate
an honest
that.
Man. You're an honest
I said that.
Now,
I'm an honesty man.
Yeah, no,
okay.
It's
well,
good.
Listen, I had high hopes, so yep. you know, that's all. I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah. Now,
so you
bros,
guys thought
you've
I
worked
was
with.
Structured, is what we're
no,
no.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I didn't have that idea. At
yeah,
all.
I was just hoping you'd lie.
Yeah, I was looking for lying.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
my final thing here is like, all right, so if it's not you, we're putting some part timers in the ring here. Like Francisco Rojas, do you see anything there?
No, that scares the living hell out of me. Have you seen what that?
Yeah.
Concert. Are you kidding me?
I know.
Yeah,
it's terrifying.
The dancing.
Danny Ryan
might be a sneaky, solid pick.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Danny Ryan texted me very excited about it.
There's no way Buzz could work, right?
No, Buzz is out. Don't even, not even a consideration.
Buzz is too full of himself.
He is. He's got a little cocky with that big head.
I thought Buzz would work, though, because if you're looking for someone to put the hammer down, I feel he wouldn't be afraid to.
Kid's scared to death of me. He hasn't talked on the air since I yelled at him 3 months ago. I need somebody who's going to
stand
up.
Got to have a little
up.
Something back here.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are killing
All right,
me.
Bro.
So can I do anything else for you since you have me? Or,
nah, man. That was all right. Yeah.
I got a few
You had a good shot,
you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Eagles-Cowboys significantly more important than any of the crap you two are throwing.
Nobody asked.
Nobody asked. Shove it.
Yeah, go look at the flyer schedule.
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
All right, bros. See you, buddy. There he is, Hunter
That's
Brody.
Not right. The Flyers got a straight.
Well.
Because, and listen, not to take a shot at another show, I had to listen to 10 minutes this morning about the outrage the Flyers had started with 4 road games at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
By the,
oh,
morning
the morning show started?
Oh, it's like, what are we doing?
Hold on, morning.
I'm out for my run, going on a run. Can you believe that they have 4 10 o'clock games to start the season? First off, you're not going to see any of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold on, who was outraged?
The camera.
The camera.
Here's the little thing. Joe's lying. What? There's no way. You think Joe's mad that
of course
they have
not
4
mad.
Road games to start the season?
Come on.
Hold on. Is the kid playing?
Mishkov?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, okay.
Obviously.
His
yeah.
family
well,
came
I don't
over.
Know
too.
How it works. Does he have to go down? Like,
no, there's
starting?
No minor. Well, there's a minor league.
Like, yeah, I don't
yeah.
know. Yeah.
Man. No, but they got him here.
Okay.
Yeah, he's on
all
the
right.
team.
He's ready to go then. So his jersey should be selling like hotcakes.
Like, ha ha ha, Putin, look what we got.
He's 39?
Yeah, it's an ugly number.
Yes. Oh, that's a terrible number.
Give him 88.
Yeah.
For Lindros.
Can't give him 88. What are you talking about?
Did they retire 88?
I assume so.
Nobody's worn it.
Actually,
right? Yeah, nobody's
no,
worn
nobody's
88.
Worn it, but
I don't know if
don't
it's officially if retired.
Retired,
though.
I think they retired it like 5 years ago, or did they put him in the Flyers Hall? Or was that when he went to the Hockey Hall?
To the Hockey Hall of Fame.
That was when he was the Hockey Hall of Fame. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League, which does not have a commissioner. Shop the home team, marks-jewelers.com. Which is the bigger rivalry, Phillies, Braves, or Sixers, Celtics? What do you think the poll is at?
I'm going Sixers, Celtics, and I'll say slightly, 55%.
52% Phillies, Braves, 48% Sixers, Celtics.
That's a good poll.
You got to be surprised by that a little bit, right?
I'm surprised that the Sixers, Celtics
oh,
is
that
so
high.
Yep,
no,
it, is.
It still has some cash in it.
Yeah, it does. It does. I Maybe I'm just
now
too angry.
Elliot an apology.
No
yeah,
way.
Yeah, you,
yeah, you do.
No,
you
kept,
do.
He kept talking over me. I was trying to go to break.
Well, now you know how I feel when he talks over me.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And
I shot him. First, I told him to shut up once. He wouldn't stop.
He
so
wouldn't
I
stop.
I
yep.
shot him the look that, hey, we're going to break here.
again, you're always managing, Dave.
I have to.
Well, one thing
job.
About E, when he gets locked in on a debate,
oh,
yeah. yeah, he's not letting go of it.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
He's not letting go of it.
Nope.
Man.
No segment is too short.
No. I'll tell you, though, no segment's
too long.
Too long. Yes, well, I kind of got caught. How do I work?
Wrong again. No segment's too long, but I tell you, prices for appliances can be too high, but not at National Appliance Warehouse, right,
it's a,
Jack?
A dynamite drop-in.
Thanks, man.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
I appreciate it. But, yeah, National Appliance Warehouse, you've heard me talk about National Appliance Warehouse. You know that when you go there, you're getting the best price. You know that price is sure. It's instantly updating price tags all around the store. So it's ensuring that you are getting the lowest price possible. Your dollar is always stretching further at National Appliance Warehouse. So you knew that already. You knew that it's in tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware, in their 15,000 square foot showroom with all of your needs, all of your appliance needs right there in front of you. But also, on top of all that, they have the Labor Day mega sale going on right now at National Appliance Warehouse. So get down there today. Check out their team. You walk in there, and when I mean team, it's a team. It's a family. You walk in there, you feel like you're home. Everyone's having a good time. Everyone's hanging around.
You feel like you're home as if you had 100 televisions and 75 refrigerators.
What you're describing, Spike, that's the National Appliance Warehouse difference.
Yeah.
Is that you walk in there and you feel like they're family. They're all passionate about their job. It's really, really a special place. So get down there. From sub-zero to budget, they have all of your needs at National Appliance Warehouse. Go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Oh, yeah. Now, we tried to get to Yoshi earlier, who I know is going to try to talk us into him being in the fantasy football league.
Again, yeah.
As we have not discussed whether we will let last year's constituents in.
It's on the table.
But he's back. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP.
My man Spike, Big I, Jagger, yeah, baby. Am I that obvious? Am I really?
Well, you're a little obvious. You're not. What's the word I'm looking for? You're not. Everything you do is pretty obvious, I think, in a good way.
Yes.
Okay. You know what? I'll accept that from you, Spikey, baby. I'll accept that. Yeah. I'll take that. And real quick, this Eagles and Cowboys rivalry is the strongest one. You know why? Do you see any Braves fans who have infiltrated our city? I can't go to Walmart on a Sunday morning without seeing a full-blown Dallas Teletubby fan. They're everywhere. I ride by them in traffic. They go to Cowboys hat. What's the name? They come in my job. I work with one, a Cowboys fan. They are everywhere. They are like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. So they are the worst because we have.
Yeah, but they have no teeth anymore, Yoshi. They have no teeth.
Well, I'm just saying what I'm saying. I'm not up here to disagree with you and Spike because you guys have votes. I just quiet. I just wanted to say what I had to say. And I'm a diehard Eagles fan because, as you guys know, Spike, you may be new to this, I cut 95% of my family off during the football season because they're Cowboys fans. I have fought people in an argument over my Eagles back in the day when I was young. I ain't trying to fight nobody no more. What's saying? Not unless I really have to, but I'm going to put you down. You cannot watch the game with me. If I'm watching the game at my house and you're not a fan, you can't come to my house and watch it. I don't shake people's hands. If you are on my schedule the week of the game, I don't shake your hand. I barely speak to you. I bleed green. I am the ultimate Eagles fan. I'm not saying the number one Eagles fan. I am the ultimate diehard Eagles fan.
All right. Yosh, let me ask you some questions. Hold on. We're going to do another interview here. All right. Let me just ask you some questions. I'm not saying there's a right answer or a wrong answer. We just want to get your thoughts on them. Foles or Wentz?
LTBB, baby.
There we go.
All right. I'm the one that's going to have to campaign for you here. By the way. So, okay. The next one. Andy Reid. Andy Reid or Buddy.
We'll say it.
Andy Reid or Buddy Ryan.
I love Big Red, man. What's the name? I was part of Buddy Ryan as a young boy, but during my adult years, it was Andy Reid, man, and he made it possible I could pump my chest out, walk around feeling great about being an Eagles fan. So I'm gonna go with Andy Reid, baby.
Okay,
another good answer.
Couple more. Randall or Donovan?
I love number 5. I love number 12, too. I grew up on number 12.
This guy.
I love five.
All right.
But if you want me to like 12, I like 12 better.
No. You've been perfect. You've been perfect so far. Go right ahead.
All right. One more. Better running back for the Philadelphia Eagles, Brian Westbrook or LeSean McCoy?
Brian Westbrook, because the only thing that hampered Brian Westbrook was injuries. If he stayed as healthy as Shady was, he would be the all-time Eagles running back. Brian Westbrook was great. Like Shady was spectacular.
And Shady was great too. Yeah.
But Brian Westbrook's name was a beast, and I love me some Brian Westbrook. He just didn't have the health on his side consistently like he needed to. But we saw when he was fully healthy, like that Super Bowl season, Ike Reese that you went to.
Yes, sir.
I used Ike Reese. I pulled a top 5 out the bag. You know what I'm talking about, Ike Reese?
Yes, that's right.
Brian Westbrook.
All right, Yosh. Bonus question. If I told you that you and Jack had a spoon for an hour, would you be the spoon or the contents of the spoon?
Oh, God.
You know I like Big Spoon.
You know what,
oh, God.
Well, I would definitely be the spoon, dude.
He will do anything to be in this league, folks.
Good answer.
He will do anything. To
we will take it under consideration.
Wow.
Oh, that's a good call from Yosh. Yosh wants to be in the league very bad.
So bad.
Keep your bonus questions.
Yeah, we
don't need that.
You know I'm Big Spoon's.
My goodness, man. That went totally different than what I expected it to.
You know how if you let the Rios call go 1 minute too long, you pay for it?
Yes.
Same thing with me.
Yeah, you went one too many questions, man. Yes, that was one too many questions.
I couldn't think of another good Eagles one. So, why that one popped into my head, I will never know.
Well, you know why it popped into your head, Spike?
Why?
Because it was in the 50s this morning. Which is snuggling weather.
It is snuggling weather. Yeah.
Those are good questions, though.
Thank you.
Westbrook versus McCoy is impossible.
That's always a tough one for me, man, because those, I love them both, but I'm going with my guy I played with.
You know,
I got to go with the guy I played with, B. West.
I always think it's interesting that you think it's close, because in my head, I don't think it's close, and it's Westbrook. But maybe maybe it's my age. I don't know what it is, but I always, like, I would take Westbrook over Shady.
Yeah.
You know.
Whew, B. West. But Shady, man.
Shady was more spectacular.
Shady is Hall of Fame level running back.
Talent.
Yes.
But he's not going to be in the Hall
of Fame. I don't think he'll get in. But I mean, he was the running back of the decade, him and Adrian Peterson.
You know what's kind of interesting is that I would like to look at their numbers. I bet his career is pretty close to Tiki's. In terms of that kind of career. Because if Tiki had two more years, he'd probably be a Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. Tiki was on a Hall of Fame trajectory, yes.
Yeah, he could be. And the last season he had was the greatest season he'd had, you know. And I would actually say LeSean McCoy wore out toward the end, whereas Tiki did not. Tiki retired while he was good. But I bet their numbers probably pretty similar.
Boy, I tell you, that's two pretty good ones right there, man.
Yes,
you can't go wrong with either one of those.
Shady has him by 18 touchdowns.
Oh, wow.
Has Tiki. Oh, man, really?
But Tiki played with some big backs, too, that I bet got a lot of those touchdowns, you know? Did Tiki play with Rodney Hampton? I would assume.
Maybe at the end of Rodney Hampton. Yeah, because Tiki came in 97.
Yeah.
Was Ron Dane there with him?
For a minute.
Yeah. They played in different. There were no real fullbacks really when Shady was
playing. A lot of people were doing the whole thunder lightning thing back when I was playing. It was a big back and a smaller back.
Yeah. What's the yards at and yards per carry?
Shady's almost 5 yards a carry, right?
So Tiki had a better yards per carry.
Oh wow,
4.7.
Okay,
And Shady had 1,000 more yards.
Okay, but still pretty close. Yeah. Then yeah.
Well, Tiki had a run there. Tiki, his last 5 years.
Yes, sir.
He was
arguably the
best
back
in the
league, other than Marshall. I mean, that's where Tiki was.
His last five seasons: 1,300, 1,200, 1,500, 1,860, and 1,600.
Yeah. In his last 2 years, 1,800 and 1,600
yards.
Yeah, it's pretty good. He's a good player. Coming up next, everyone's favorite segment of the WIP Afternoon Show. It is the Top 5 at 5. We, by the way, thank you to Streetlight Kitchen and Bar, but also all of the Tour de Delco stops. Everyone's been so cool to
it's
us.
It's been awesome.
Everyone that shows up has been cool to us. So thank you to Drexelbrook and Streetlight Kitchen and Bar and everyone on the Tour de Delco stops. It is brought to you by Visit Delco PA. People say Delco's a lot, and they are right. Visit all Delco has to offer at visitdelcopa.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.